you're here, and we're going to make this a great event despite the circumstances. Let me maybe also start by thanking everyone involved, so the speakers, the hosts, also Fosdem organization, for all the enthusiasm to make this happen. Some of you might also have joined us last year in Brussels physically for the first edition of this Dev Room, and I'm very excited to announce that because of the enthusiasm of the speakers, we were able to make this into a full day event this year. So let me maybe show you the program, if you can see that. Moment. Okay. Okay. So we have a full exciting program this year with several breaks also, right? This is online event, so I try to make sure that there is some breathing room for the audience and also some buffers if there is technical problems as well. So you can get up for a coffee and there's even a lunch break in between. So the talks are kind of grouped in several what I think are key areas in this emerging open source ecosystem, right? So before noon in the morning, there's a whole lot of talks on what I call shielding runtimes here. So enclave programming paradigms and development environments, right? And then there is a smaller block on trying to understand the limitations of these technologies through attacks. Of course, since we are talking here not only about open source software, but also open source hardware, I think it's very exciting to see over the last year what has been happening in the RISC-V area. So I'm really looking forward to those talks as well. And then finally, we also decided that we don't want to scope this only to, let's say, the traditional enclave architectures, but also want to include this more broader paradigm of trusted hardware and alternative, let's say, next generation emerging security extensions as well. So those, I think, are also very interesting to keep an eye on. So altogether, what is DevRoom wants to do is to bring together the open source ecosystem around this emerging technology, right? You guys who are all here. And I think it also shows that this is a growing area. A good thing, I think, is that trusted computing is often a bit criticized for maybe not being open or for enabling DRM and all these kind of applications. But seeing that we can fill a full day program here with these exciting open source projects, I think means that open source community is really engaging in this very actively. And that makes me very optimistic for the future of this type of technology. And that's maybe a nice line to end on. Hand over to the first talk, which will be the NRX system by the guys from Red Hat, which should start